the new communities, many of which already have many years on them, offered an opportunity at a time when the principles of the new urbanism, compact, walkable, mixed use, were just not possible for various reasons, market reasons, regulations, a tremendous amount of preclusions to building traditional places again. Those new places provided the models, and many, we have a, there's a new town that DPZ, my firm, designed outside of Washington called Kentlands, which inspired the city that it was part of, or on the outskirts of, Gaithersburg, to take a look again at its historic center and say, well, you know, if it's working under current market conditions and it's like the old stuff, we can renovate and restore our downtown and we can bring people back to it. So it had a lot of beneficial effects and, in fact, enabled looking back at and reappreciating the older places.
What do you think about the way things look today? You've spent the day in Orlando driving around. You've seen what it looks like. Is there anything wrong with the way things are built out today? Or does it all need to be changed into this new urbanist ideal of denser buildings, more compact sizes, that sort of thing?
Well, you know, I think one thing that must be acknowledged about suburban America is that it coincided with tremendous economic development and growth in this country. And many people will say that the mobility of being able to drive everywhere on a moment's notice, of long distances traversed easily, of large, of easy development in undeveloped land, any number of things, the scale, that all of that contributed to the good life that we experienced in the second half of the 20th century. But at some point, you have to look at that and say, can that continue? I mean, at some point, the extension, the traffic congestion, the scale of things just becomes overwhelming. It's not, it is it's vehicle dependent, it's automobile dependent. It's not friendly to transit or walking or any of the other things we might consider as we realize that the resources that enabled us to build that are becoming more and more difficult to come by. This is, of course, a big discussion that's going on.
It sounds like people like Richard Florida writing about calling it the Great Reset.
Yeah. And so I think what the new urbanists can bring to this picture, besides kind of agreeing that there are some crises facing us, it's very easy to list all of that, is to say there are ways to restructure what we've done without starting over. And in fact, my colleague in the firm, Galina Takcheva, has written a book called Sprawl Repair, which lays out a very simple step-by-step process of looking at, and it has to be done at a regional scale, in which you pick the places to
strategically
remake.
Is what you're talking about. But what's the overall effect, though, of having piecemeal application of that? Is the idea that eventually it will all come together and the whole thing will be transformed, or will you just have clusters of what is perceived to be better and clusters that are perceived to be worse?
What we would look forward to one having is a series of densified centers, urban centers, which have a rationale, are rationally placed according to both environmental reasons and transportation reasons, so that these might be set up in such a way that a transit system might be able to work. And they would be large and dense enough that, in fact, they would support the transit system. And they would also be walkable, interesting, and beautiful enough that people would want to be there, including businesses would want to be there, much in the way that Richard Florida talks about where people want to be.